Here's a little message just to let you know. You're listening to Radio, Radio. This is the Cliff Howarth Radio Show. Okay, so that music will tell you it is time for the Gezi, which is my weekly slot where I invite singers, songwriters, bands into the studio to have a little bit of a chat about all things music and to play some songs for us. And tonight I'm absolutely thrilled to bits to welcome into the studio Henry Priestman and Les Glover. Good evening, guys.
Good evening, Cliff.
It is so great to see you. We've been trying to do this for so long.
Yeah, we had it booked in them. Something happened. No, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Don't get onto ailments.
There's lots of long stories connected to why this has taken us so long, but we got here, so who cares? And for anyone who's listening tonight, you're in for an absolute treat. I have seen Henry and Les so many times playing. And
you're a stalker, aren't you?
I am a bit of a stalker, fanboy is another phrase I think is used, but I love seeing you guys. You're so good. And for anybody who doesn't know these guys in front of me, where have you been? What else have you been listening to? Of course, a little bit of history. Henry goes all the way back to the Yachts, Immaterial, and the Christians. Off the top of my head, all the way back to the
'81, and then we didn't start having hits till Driving Away From Home was 84.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't actually I'd sort of slightly left by then, so I was just sort of a session man. But yeah, that was when. And the Christians was 87, and I've done, as you say, I've done. Can we say
Sod all
things? Well, we have done now.
We've said it. Yeah. And obviously, I was signing on in Argyle Street at that time. I go all the way back.
All the way back
on to Argyle Street.
Ironically, though, me and Les did meet in 1979, didn't we, Les?
We did.
When I was supporting XTC.
XTC.
40 years ago last week.
Wow.
We met.
Yeah.
Wow.
We met. He doesn't remember me, Cliff.
No. How rude.
He was a little fan. He was a fanboy, weren't you?
I was a fanboy.
Got our autographs.
Not remember that little tutu.
Anyway.
Going
to that.
Oh, that's the question I have for you. Where did you meet?
Oh God, they've started already. I have
warned the listeners. I said, get baby scissors just in case. You know, this could go on.
Or get your pads ready to complain. You know, yeah.
There won't be any of that, I'm sure.
Oh,
so yeah, I mean, you've got a long, long history in music, Henry, and Les. One of the questions I had for you is before you met. I mean, I know you went to the gig and you saw Henry there, but I mean, before you started doing stuff together, did you do anything? Was you out on your own? Were you in a band?
Originally, I was in a band called Red Line.
Okay.
From Merseyside. And we did two TV appearances.
Okay.
And one had the biggest viewing in millions because it was on a Friday night on Granada.
Wow.
And it was meant to be the newly formed SDP. And they didn't turn up, so they put us on instead. So we got this massive viewing figures, so it wasn't because of us, but we just happened to
be
on it. I did some support slots to Reckless Eric and Flock of Seagulls and the Chameleons.
Oh, that's good.
And it just didn't happen. Mm. It was a shame because we were a good band, and we were based in Rock Ferry, just down the road.
I know a song about that.
So do I. But we're not going to do it tonight, Cliff.
Okay.
We can only have so much excitement in one.
Indeed. So, I mean, you two as playing together, I first saw you at Dino's house gig. And that was the first time that I'd seen you play, apart from when I'd seen the Christians many years ago. But as playing together, that was the first time.
Yeah.
And
that'll be about 4 years ago.
Maybe even a bit longer. I think
2013 was one of our
first. Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was, I do remember it was a good while back. I think it was 2013.
Well, it's funny because I was working with a mutual friend of ours who you know, I'm sure, Pete Riley.
Yeah.
Amazing. I think Liverpool's
best guitarist. Yeah, he's fantastic. He's
amazing. So I'd working with Pete for when my first solo album, Chronicles of Modern Life, came out. It's like, oh, God, I better get somebody who can really play play guitar rather than just me. I don't want to go out on my own. So me and Pete went out, and it was great. It worked out really well. And then it was a case of, like, you know, suddenly you come up, you do a really good gig, and then the next night you go and for one gig there's 50 people, and the next gig, I think it was Hebden Bridge, and there were like 17 people there. I'm thinking, all right, by the time I've paid for the hotel, I need to learn how to do this on my own. So the next couple of years, from 2011 to 2013, possibly when we met again, I just thought, I'm doing it on my own, and it was a good grounding. You learn your craft there, because it's just you in the headlights, you know. And then I'd seen Les playing, and I thought, he's all right. I don't want his head to get big, you know. Yeah. I just thought, no, he seems... Anyway, so we met up, and the first thing he did, he started playing a yacht song. I thought, I like this. Right. He's good. And so I thought, you know what, we did a house gig, didn't we, in the north end of Liverpool.
Yeah, we did.
And I just thought, well, what I'll do is I'll get Les up when we do, you know, prestige gigs, London gigs, Liverpool, you know, big gigs. Mm. And we had such fun that first house gig. I went, let's just do all of them. It was just nobody. We did click because we'd never played before. And we probably had a couple of rehearsals. And as you know, it's well known on Facebook, we don't rehearse, as you'll tell tonight. And we just laughed because nobody was interested in us, because it was the 75th birthday party for the dad of Helen, lovely Helen, who does our website for us. Yeah. And she said, well, you, instead of paying, you know, you come and do
part of our bartering.
Yeah, we do barter very well. So it was great to do it. But they're 75. Mm. They're all 75 and 80,
and they've not seen each other for about 50 years.
Totally understandable, you know. Yeah. But so the three people were watching: Helen, Ryle, and her mum, and me and Les. And we didn't get downhearted. We just thought, this is fun. We had a laugh and thought,
it was good.
And that was it, basically, since then. And people go, were you at school together? Or were you, you know, you must have, no. I mean, we clicked within a year. We share a brain. I have it Monday too. Yeah.
Thursday, and I have it the weekends.
It's funny because, I mean, I've said many times to people who have said to come along and watch it, and quite a few people have dragged along, and they've come away saying the same thing. Wow, you know, how good are they together? You know, how long have they been doing it? And the same thing, it does look and seem as if you've been together for many, many, many years. And I couldn't imagine seeing you playing on your own, because my mate Nick actually... who got me to go to Dino's house gig, he told me he'd seen you quite a few times playing solos.
Oh, that was a funny gig that he came to.
He told me without me.
Well, yeah.
Did he? You know, you can tell me. No,
well, I'll tell you off there.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. Nick told me, and he saw me.
I was in Chester, Chester, and I got Mark Dennis got up and played with me. First time we did it, amazing. And it was a non-paying gig, as in that people didn't pay to come in to see us, which I now don't do anymore, because people go, well, no, we'll still pay you. I said, I'm not interested in that.
No,
it sets that precedent. Well, why pay 10 quid to go and see that person, because we can see them free in the pub up the road? Also, in the pub up the road, they're nattering all the way through, and me and Les, it's a lot about banter, a lot about lyrics.
Yeah,
so you want people to listen. That second time I did it, it was like, actually, the one that Nick came to was great fun. It was really good fun. But since then, that's like, you know what, note to self, don't do these gigs. Because people still come up and go, do a gig, we'll pay you.
Yeah.
I said, well, do you charge? And the other one is, do people have to stand up? Yeah. Mm. I went, oh, no, we like a seated audience, don't we? Because then they're not chatting.
That's
they're not
right.
Chatting.
Yeah.
And also we're of a certain age. Well,
I didn't want to say that, but you're right. We're of a certain age. And so are our audience, aren't they, Les?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. We went to a gig a couple of years ago.
Conor Oberst, you heard of Conor Oberst?
Bright Eyes. We stood there for 3 hours on the concrete in the...
With all these slightly young'uns. I mean, they're, well, in 30s
all
and
young
40s.
Trendies, weren't they? Yeah. Those two in the middle. We couldn't walk, when
we came out. No. You were holding your back. I was holding my knee.
I do that.
If it's a concrete floor.
My legs had seized. Seriously,
it's funny because
it seems right because it's vintage radio.
Well, indeed, it's very apt. That's how I got my post here. I mean, it's funny because years and years ago, when I used to go for gig tickets, when you see the Stranglers, a lot of them used to say, you know, got to be standing tickets, got to be standing tickets, not sitting down now. We're looking.
It's funny.
Where are they? You know,
where are the seats?
Where can we sit down? Yeah, I know.
Are they near the toilets?
Yeah,
that's the next.
When's the break? Indeed. Okay, so we've had a little bit of an intro. people listen to know a little bit more about what's going on. So I'd like to see if you can play a song for us.
Yeah, now. We'll do one. I like the way you said, Cliff, when we came, you said, we'll do a really short intro and then
I know.
You and me, we're off away.
We're away.
Yeah. That was only 10 minutes. Should we do one off of
the Six of One album?
When we say new.
It's new to us.
New to us.
And we'll have a chat about that in a bit. I'm okay videoing this as well.
Oh, video, right.
Isn't that all right?
Should we do it?
Pucker up, right? You ready?
Yeah.
And whenever you're ready, guys, take it away.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
I've never been certain of anything else before, except death and taxes. And we're just passing through. But as long as the sea washes up on a distant shore, I hope you'll be with me, 'cause I know I'll be with you. Come and lay down your bets on how long she will last with me. I'm not easy to live with. Am I easy to love? You can keep all your money, all your rods and your certainty. I'll stick with my queen. I won't twist or gamble with love. Come and sit by my side. Does that sound patronizing? If it does, well, I'm sorry. Well, sit anyway. I just wanted to tell you that I think you're amazing. I'd love you to love me, but what's more, I'd love you to stay. Come and lay down your bets on how long she will last with me. I'm not easy to live with. Am I easy to love? You can keep all your money, all your odds and your certainties. I'll stick with my queen. I won't twist or gamble with love. When old bones stop working, stop us dancing to our tune. We'll just keep on rocking, 'cause that's all we can do. When our hearts stop beating and the hands of the clock won't move, I'll know that you love me and you know that I love you. Come and lay down your bets on how long she will last with me. I'm not easy to live with. Am I easy to love? You can keep all your money, all your odds and your certainties. I'll stick with my queen. I won't twist. A gamble with love. Oh, I'll stick. I won't twist or gamble with love.
Absolutely brilliant. That was Gamble with Love, Henry Priestman and Les Glover, taken from the album Six of One and Half a Dozen of the Other. Okay, I've got a couple of little messages coming in, so let's have a look who's been saying, well, love that song. That's from Rosie Jones, listening in Oral Park this evening. Thank you so much, Rosie, for listening to us here on Vintage Radio.
Oral Park,
oh, right, really?
Yeah.
Ah, right, okay, so, yeah.
Halstead Road.
Halstead Road, all right, okay. I know Oral Park quite well. I used to work in Oral Park.
We can't read that one. That's obviously true. These two are chances. Get them off the radio now.
Sound spot on. Fabulous Balance. That's our Mike who's listening. I told you he's my tech man who's listening.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. So that's from Mike as well. Dave Hughes, who's listening, he's made up that you played his song, Gamble With Love. He was asking me about that earlier. There you go. Where are we? Brilliant. Thank the guys. Tell them to tune into my programme next Thursday at 1 o'clock and I will play it again. That's Dave Hughes, who's got a show on
Thank you, Dave.
The radio station, which I don't really like to mention, no. But I will do. It's Muggle Radio, so the station anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was fabulous. So going back to the album, 601 and Half Dozen of the Other, some great songs on there. That there's quite a mixture of songs that you'd written. Henry, you'd written a song.
I mean, that was we both had albums out. I'd had my second album. You had Love Terrorist, and it was just. I think it was your idea. Why don't we do one together? Because we gig together, and what have you got? And you had more than you probably had 26, but I had let's just put that. And also there was the idea of revisiting for me a couple like there's an old Christian song, mm-hmm. Forgotten Town, and there's a yacht song, which again was your choice. Well,
that was my idea.
And
right?
I just thought it was fun. It was like let's do it. Yeah. And a few newies from me, and a lot of newies from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really pleased with
it. And it's good. It worked. I mean, and the reworking of the Christian song was done for Hull, wasn't it?
It was for Hull City of Culture. Yeah. So we changed the lyric, the chorus lyric. And I just thought, nobody will get to hear it. It was used on a film, but nobody will get to hear it. So let's do it on that. And it worked well.
Okay, it was good. It was good. And the yachts one that you did
as well. That was great fun.
It was great to go back to the yacht stuff. And you've re-released the yacht stuff as a box set.
Well, I have, but Cherry Red
has been done.
Yeah. I didn't think that would stuff. I mean, that's been unavailable since 1981. Mm-hmm. And somebody rang me up and just said, we're thinking of doing a yachts box set. I went, I'm up for that. So they were talking about maybe getting Peel sessions and things like that, but I think it's quite hard now. Everybody's, they have to pay a lot for royalties.
Yeah.
And so the idea is everything that's come out, that was the idea, everything that's been released is on there, I think. So I think some nerd found that the, Indonesian version of Love You, Love You isn't on there, or some strange mix and say, but it's everything's on there. And what's lovely is Les got to do the sleeve.
The liner notes, I know.
Yeah, it was great.
That's great.
Our celebrity fan.
Mark Kermode
did that. So the two of them, the only Yachts fans that exist. But there's a few more now.
He says that. There's loads, really. As we keep going round the country.
People do. There's
people
a lot of love
out
for
the woodwork.
Yeah.
And Henry goes, why weren't you here the first time?
Exactly.
We might have had a hit.
I know. I must say, I never got to see the Yachts. I mean, the Christians, I did. I never got to see the Yachts. But I mean, going back, you wish you could have gone to see. I mean,
there's a lot of maybe, it was that time of.
Yeah.
It was the new wave, sort of punk time, and obviously I love pop too much, so it's three part harmony. But the energy, listen to that first, our version of "Love You, Love You" is considerably slower, isn't it?
Yeah,
it couldn't have. We couldn't
go the pace that Bobby Bellis set.
No, it's more gentlemanly. For gentlemen of a certain age.
It's evolved. Yeah. So did you get to play Eric's?
Oh God, we rehearsed at Eric's.
Right.
In Eric's there was the initially it was the new cavern. Eric's downstairs there, it was the new cavern.
Yeah.
And when we first went down there were the four heads of the Beatles, massive size of this room, they would take up the size of this, and we were the ones who took those heads off. So the idea was like out with it, I wonder, they probably ended up in a skip.
Oh man.
You know what I mean? There will be some, and they were probably just trashed. Yeah. I mean, they were massive, they were 6 foot high. So, because we knew all the, Roger and Ken and people at Eric's, we rehearsed at Eric's. There'd be rats running across the stage as you're rehearsing.
Yeah. No way.
And so, and of course, it wasn't actually Yachts, it was pre-Yachts. It was the same lineup, but it was slightly bigger, and we were called Albert Dock. We supported the Sex Pistols.
Wow.
In October 76, I think. 76? 76.
Wow, how cool is that?
Yeah, so that was interesting.
That's,
and the yachts, we supported the Who. We did a European tour with the Who, Munich, Olympia, Halle, and Hamburg, and Essen, and Zurich. And that was fantastic. You know, so great experience. Toured America twice with the yachts.
Wow.
They loved us in America. They got that sort of wry humour, which is slightly what me and Les do now. Mm-hmm. The lyrics aren't, there's not, it's not, so it's comedy or cute, but there's,
not
there's a wryness.
Away.
No, it's not a million miles away, which is why, you know, the song fitted.
Yeah,
I mean, love you, I wouldn't climb any mountain for you, ford every stream, that's a daft thing to do. Mm-hmm. So it was they sort of tried to lyrics which, you know, there was a, but at the time somebody was talking to me about this and that, you know, they didn't really get us, did they, Les? In the music press we were...
No, not in this country.
It was just...
I used to take little clippings out the NME and things like that. We were always getting slated. And I used to... because I was a fan.
Because we weren't cool, I suppose. Cool, but again, there was a love of... I don't know, it was a love of words, you know, and I don't know, but they got it in America. They called me the Cole Porter of punk.
Wow.
Because they love, you know, because I love using words like tantamount and suffice. And we still do it now, don't we? We put words in that you just think, oh, let's have a bit of fun, you know, with words and stuff.
Cool.
But yeah, great times. Great times.
I played Eric's and then it closed down the week after.
What are you saying?
I've had that touch on lots of clubs, really.
We have actually festivals.
Yeah.
Play a festival. It Beverly Festival closed down. Bamfest. We
closed
played
down.
It. Closed down.
Yeah.
Sure, there's Folk on the Dock.
Casimir Club. Played it. Closed down.
Yeah.
Folk on the Dock.
Us.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. This is not closing down, is it?
It wasn't because of us. honest gov.
So you played some places, and the Skem Arena, obviously, as well. So.
Skem Arena.
The Skem Arena.
People are going, where'd you get tickets for the Skem Arena? You don't. It's a touch your nose one, isn't it?
Indeed.
You
it
either
is.
Know the person who's involved with it.
It's a speakeasy. Dino's speakeasy.
I hope you're listening, Dino. I'm sure you will on podcast if you're not listening live anyway. And talking live, for the next song that we're going to do shortly, are you okay with us doing that as a Facebook Live? Because what we tend to do is to put one song live if we can, because a lot of people will latch onto it from Facebook and then come and listen to the radio slot.
Yeah,
so that's okay. So heads up for everyone. In a couple of minutes, we'll have a little... we'll have a little live on Facebook song for you. Okay, so should we go for that one now then?
Yeah.
Are we ready? Right, okay.
Well, what I just think is because it's that time of year when kids are going off to, being dropped off at university.
Okay.
A lot of people who've seen me live will have heard this story, but I think it's good because it explains the song. A friend of mine taking their son, their firstborn son, they live in York, taking their firstborn son down to Brighton to drop him off at university. There'll be a lot of people this week and last week who'll have done that. And they dropped him off, and obviously it's a wrench, you know. They drove back in total silence all that way from Brighton to York, the mum and dad, and they were doing fine until the radio... They came back 10 miles from home, and the radio played that old Bread song, "I Will Give Everything I Own Just to See You Once Again." And poor old Joy, she's in tears.
Oh.
So I thought, I better check on how young Harvey, 18, never been away from home. I thought, check on how he's getting on. Send him a little email, you know, just a short email. "How are you getting on, Harvey?" Got an even shorter one back. He goes, "I'm having the best time of my life." So this is for anybody whose kids, or grandkids, whatever.
Well,
before it's the vintage radio show.
Before you play that as well, can I just say that it was funny you should be playing this and mention it, because a day or two ago on Twitter I saw a tweet from Neil Fitzmaurice, and he said, "I wish someone would have warned me about the journey back after dropping my son off at university." And I just went on and put a link to the video, and I said, "Go and have a listen and a look at this." And whether he did that, I don't know. Well, but as soon as I saw that song,
I've had a few people go to me, "I love that song, but I can't listen to it. It's just too raw, you know." I said, "Well, come back in 5 years' time. You'll be able to listen."
You'll be
to
fine.
Anyway, this is called "We Used to Be You."
Right. So this is live on Vintage Radio. It's Henry Priestman and Les Glover, and live on Facebook. If you've just joined us on Facebook,
we'll go to pieces.
No more than usual.
No, that's true.
Here we go.
Have we tuned up?
Doesn't matter.
No. We did in February. 1, 2, 3, 4. "Please don't tell us that you're having the best time of your life. Yeah, we're happy for you, but you could lie. Now that would be quite nice. See you in the summer for a few days if you can. If you get no better offer and it fits in with your plan, don't forget to call your mother. But if you do, she'll understand. We'll understand.
We used to be you. We used to be you. We know what it's like, but it's so hard to say goodbye. One day you'll go through this too. I hope we're there when you do. We used to be you.
We won't redecorate your room just in case you change your mind. It's just the way you left it. Modern teenage shrine, soon to be on Airbnb. One less mouth to feed, less washing on the line. Don't worry about us, hey, we're doing fine. But if you could check in, or maybe text from time to time if you're inclined. 'Cause we used to be you. We used to be you. We know what it's like, but it's so hard to say goodbye. One day you'll go through this too. I hope we're there when you do. We used to be you. Long journey home wasn't easy. In case you're tempted to ask, we all knew this day would arrive, but why so fast? Why so fast? To be you. We know what it's like, but it's so hard to say goodbye. One day you'll go through this too. I hope we're there when you do. It's so true. To be you.
Absolutely fabulous, that is. We used to be you, Henry Priestman and Les Glover, live on Vintage Radio and also live on Facebook. And just a few thank yous to people who have been watching. Joe Lewis, thank you. Michael John Howarth, who and you will be watching and listening.
Go on, Mike.
D. Bridgie Hogan, I said the name right there. Robbie Jones. Question for Les Glover, where's your hat?
It's in there. I've got my flat cap in there, but I didn't bring it.
Charlie Davidson, the dynamic duo sounding good. Hello, chaps. Anna Erskine.
Hello, Charlie.
And the biscuits.
Oh, the biscuits, yeah. Graham Monks, sounding great. Thank you, Graham.
Hey,
and says, Les looks like a naughty schoolboy. That's all, Mike.
No change there.
No change there. So thank you. Yeah. If you are watching on Facebook, then I suggest you go over to Vintage Radio now, www.vintageradio.org.uk, or ask Alexa to play Vintage Radio, and you'll hear the rest of the session.
You know, Cliff, this is quite funny. If you ask Alexa to play in me and Les, right? We tried it a couple of months ago in a friend's house. Had Alexa, and we go, "What's this Alexa?" Because you know, we're a bit behind the times.
Yeah,
and I said, "Right, sorry. Could you say you're right? Sorry. Henry Priestman and Les Glover." I just did them. Henry Priestman. And eventually, we picked it up. Ghost of a Thousand Fishermen. He goes, "Go, Alexa. Ghost of a Thousand Fishermen by Henry Priestman and Leigh Glover. Leigh Miz. It doesn't get less. Doesn't try get it, less. Everyone. Go at home. Try Alexa.
I'm going to try
Leigh Glover.
I'm going to try that when I go home. No,
I'm
you
only
know.
Getting Alexa. I'm only getting it when it's got a northern accent.
Aye.
Happen, I'll play it. Happen, I won't.
Well, do you know what? I thought you could change the voice on it, but you can't. There's two. You can change it from Alexa to Echo. You can call it Echo. And I did it at first. I thought, right, I'm going to change it to Echo, Liverpool Echo.
Yeah.
And I did it for like a day, and in the end, I kept forgetting and saying, Alexa, we'll set the alarm, and it wasn't happening. And I thought, what's going on? I changed the name. So I had to go back into the settings, which took me forever to do.
I think I'd change it to Mariella Frost. there's
an idea. There's an idea indeed. So that sounded fab, fellas. That was really, really good. And that was for anyone who's going through that journey back from university, which is at this time of year. Okay, so other stuff that you've done as well, Henry. I believe you've written. You've written music for TV stuff, haven't you?
I've done some Wildlife on One. Yeah. Actually, I found them on the net because I've got them on video. Mm-hmm. I did one called Echo of the Elephants, and then 3 years later did Return to Echo. So how the little baby elephant was then a giant. one about lemurs in Madagascar, wow. And one about chimpanzees, pygmy chimps.
Wow.
And I didn't know what that very first one was. The Echo, which was Natural World, but it was a big one. I was like, well, the producer was a Christians fan, so she went, "Do you fancy, you know, have you got any songs for the end of the episode?" She said, "Oh, no, but I've got bits and pieces of film music," which was just me noodling, you know. Mm-hmm. And they went for it, and I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea what I was
doing. Did you not do any episodes on foxes?
No, I don't. I should have done that.
They're quite rare. You know, you should have done it.
Yeah, the species. They're endangered, aren't they?
Okay. Isn't everybody in Rockford? I'm only joking.
Rock Ferry listeners, I'll give you Les' address later. Okay, so... yeah, so that's TV stuff that you've done. But I mean, you're also, I'm really intrigued by the stuff that you do in schools. Well, you do workshops, don't you?
I started off doing that in 2010, and I was like, what am I doing here? Went down for 2 days in Peterborough or something like that, and it was great. It was really good. And then, so I did that. But again, once me and Les got working together, there are a few gigs, including Skemmerina, mm-hmm. where we do a thing, and the one in Skemmerina, we play at the primary school in Skelmersdale, and we do a house gig in the evening.
Yeah.
So I said to Les, I said, well, you may as well come along to the school. So you've sort of started coming into school, and we don't do as many now as
I don't like doing, because all the kids are taller than me.
Yeah, and they start bullying you.
And they pinch all my sweets off me at playtime.
But we do, we're not doing quite so many, but great. And when that's how... this song Smelly Saurus, which we occasionally do. If you see us on a good night, and for the encore, we might do. Well, it wasn't a song, it was a poem, wasn't it?
It was a poem.
We were asked to do a poem.
Yeah, we're published poets, you know.
We are.
Don't you know?
It was for a dinosaur book. It's out there, you can get it in W.H. Smith's. And it was a book of dinosaur poems, so it was called The Smelly Saurus.
Mm-hmm.
So it took us at least 25 minutes to write, didn't it, Les?
It did.
Even that, you were. Yeah,
no,
you sure?
No, it was. We loved it, didn't we?
We do, yeah. Anyway, so I do these school workshops in Hull, but I'm from Hull originally, with this chap called, Stan Cullimore.
Yeah.
So it's me, Stan Cullimore, and Paul Cookson, who ironically, since then, I've introduced to Les, and we'll hear about that coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a band with Les and Don Power from Slade. Mm-hmm. More of that later, kids. Yeah. Anyway, so, I was doing this thing, and I thought, well, I could turn that into a song, the Smellysaurus. And it's just, they love it, don't they?
The kids love it.
I've seen the video.
There is a video. Fabulous. If you put Smellysaurus, there's a video of... and they're drowning us out, aren't they? Smellysaurus, Smellysaurus. Well, what's that pongy thing standing here before? And when we do it, like we walk at lunchtime, we walk through to get our meal, you know, they're all going Smellysaurus. They love it. That and Rock Ferry Fox, they love. We do. It's great that we've got two songs which kids. Well, we've got a few more songs, but we can always do. We're doing one in Penymynith. I think sold out, hasn't it? We were doing. school workshop on the day, and in the evening we're doing a songwriter circle. Mm-hmm. Oh, can we plug the gigs we got?
Of course you can. Right? Yeah,
so
of course
we've got
you can.
West Kirby, not too far from here.
The Arts Club, isn't
Saturday.
It?
On Saturday.
On Saturday, yeah.
I've got a solo gig in at Wigan Central on Sunday.
Oh, it's, and then we've got a great one, very, it could be good fun, this one, at the Philharmonic, Liverpool Philharmonic.
Phil and his harmonica.
That's at the music room, isn't it?
Have you been there?
Oh, it's amazing.
Because we played
the old one.
The Rodwald.
Rodwald, yeah. So this is bigger, isn't it? Twice the size.
It's fabulous.
So what we're doing, which I don't know if you came to the Lantern one, we played a chap called John Riley, who is a Scouser.
I remember.
And then he left Liverpool when he was about 18, and he went to Sheffield. Yeah. Now, in Sheffield, he was in a band called Boy on a Dolphin, who were huge in Canada, and had, I think,
Sheffield.
He can sell out Sheffield City Hall, so he got me and Les up to support him at Sheffield City Hall with 1,000 people, right? And he gets
2,000 people.
Was it 2,000? And I said, I'd love to repay the. But he said, all we could do was the Lantern, 70 people. You could support. And so this is a sort of slightly a bit of a double header. So John will do a set, we'll do a set, and then we'll come together at the end and do a few of those old Christian songs, which I don't do loads of. You know, I do some of them.
Yeah.
But we'll do a
John's
few.
John's an amazing singer. He's got a voice of an angel, hasn't he? Well, you know.
I remember seeing him the last time.
I have no idea what he's doing with us, too.
Why does he want to spoil his credibility? Yeah. So that's at the Philharmonic Music Room on October the 26th.
Okay. That's a Saturday.
I'll put that in my diary.
Put it in your diary.
Get it down.
And Fulton Huff has sold out. Minutes of the sold out. Process P sold out. It's fantastic.
That's
four
brilliant.
Gigs have sold out in the last week.
Absolutely superb. Brilliant. You will love the music. The sound in there is fantastic.
Is it right?
It is.
I suppose my only. We love playing little, you know, between 50 and 100 people where you can see the whites of their eyes.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping we'll get that same feeling. I'm sure
it's,
we will.
Yeah, I mean, it's bigger than the Rodwell, what the Rodwell was, but still, it is quite, it can be, I don't know how they're going. Sometimes he sat it out with the cabaret style, with the tables and the chairs and all the time.
You know what that means? That's if you've not sold many tickets.
This will be rows of seats.
In big places, I mean, I get lost, don't I? Because you can only just see my eyes above the drum skin, above my bass drum.
Tiny.
It looked like Kilroy was here, over the top of the drum.
So you got plenty coming up, and great to see that that they're selling out as well. So that's brilliant. So the plans you got for the rest of the year after that? I mean,
we'll get onto what Les is doing too, because we're going to do a song from his new album.
Is it Wonderwall?
We might be playing Wonderwall tonight.
I've been working on a musical with John Beck. Now, I don't know if you know that name, but he wrote Sleeping Satellites for Tasman Archer.
I know that.
Number one. And he also wrote Put Your Records On, another number one, which was a Grammy Award winner or Grammy nominated. Yeah. So he's from Leeds. I've known. He wrote a track called True Believer with me and Pete Riley off my second
Fabulous.
Album.
Yeah. Great
and we just got on great. We just had a laugh. And his dad has got vascular dementia, and he's been going through all this, and he's writing a musical about it, and in the actual, it's so a lot of it's based on real life, how his dad went to this dreadful place, and you know, a year ago his dad was in a wheelchair, could hardly talk, had to be fed, and they took him out, and he's now not on one of these places where they keep them drugged up and that, and it's just sort of it is a sad story in that ultimately he's not going to get better.
No.
But there's a lot of humour in there.
Yeah.
A lot of point. There's ones where you're either crying or you're laughing. And we literally today we finished the last song for the musical. So that's, don't know what's. I might put it out as a CD because I'm really pleased with the songs. It's not quite your normal Henry Priestman album, but it's not too far away.
You've got to get it out soon, Henry.
Yeah.
I mean, how long have you got?
That's true. Well, exactly.
You could go any minute. Get it out. Yeah.
So I think I will put it out. I'll put it out. It's an album you sell at gigs, which is. Yeah. Brings us on to what you've been doing with Don Power from Slade and Paul.
Yeah.
You're in a new band. It's like me being in a band with Ray Davis, my hero. And you're in a band with your hero.
Yeah.
Slade.
Don Power?
One of my favourite bands, one of the first bands I got into. When I was about 10 or 11, my first bands were Alice Cooper, who I'm still a fan of, and Slade. Everybody else came after, and it was that the Slade Alive album that really, somebody played it to me when I was about 10, and it just blew me away. And it's still one of my favourite live albums. And we were I was doing a support slot to one of Don Powell's audience with, and we cobbled together a CD for it and released it just to sell at this gig. And Don said, "Have you got any more plans?" And we said, "Well, we're going to redo this." And he went, "Well, can I drum on it?" What? Of course you can. So he came in the studio and recorded the drums for two songs. And he went, "Have you got anything else I can drum on?" We said, "Yeah." And we played a few more. So he did 5 songs in 2 hours, one take, all live, all one take. And you can actually hear on the new album all the talking in between. Wow. Right, do you want me to do this? Do you want me to? And we've kept the talking in because it's so. And it's a really happy album, this new one. And it's very much a tribute to Slade. A lot of the lyrics are Slade based. Mm-hmm. But since then, we've been writing together and using some of Don's lyrics, some of Paul's lyrics. Mm-hmm. So they're all fresh songs, not about Slade, just about life on the road and life in general. And that'll be out next year.
Wow. Oh, but ironically, your opening song off the album is Wonderwall. It's nothing to do with Slade.
No, it's a cracker.
Yeah.
We should do it now.
Well, let's do it now. Go on, tell them a bit of a story.
Go on.
When I play pubs, there's usually a young gentleman who's had a
or
skinful,
older gentleman, middle-aged gentleman.
Middle-aged gentleman now, between the ages of 30 and 40, who always comes up and says, "Play Wonderwall." Always, without fail, I get asked for Wonderwall. And then, and since writing this song, I can now play it officially, but it's just not the Wonderwall that they want.
Okay.
So its official title is I Won't Be Playing Wonderwall Tonight.
Okay, so that's the next song that you're going to hear from Henrik Priestman and Les Glover. And that's from your forthcoming album?
Yes.
It's out now.
It's
available.
That's live on Vintage Radio.
Are you ready, Hen?
I'm ready. Born ready, me.
Just because I've got a guitar, you all want to sing along. Just because I'm from the north, you only want to sing one song. Tonight was gonna be the night, I was gonna play something new for you. But all you want is something old, now you've had a drink or two. And hey, you may be mad for it, dancing like your dad for it. You can shout as loud as you like, but I won't be playing Wonderwall tonight. You'd think you're back in Malaga, but I'm not in Oasis, and you're no Liam Gallagher. And hey, you may be mad for it, dancing like your dad for it. You can shout as loud as you like, but I won't be playing Wonderwall tonight. So we can play a new song, and you can sing along with me. Me and you, it's easy to do. Let's be what we wanna be. Rock and roll stars. We're all rock and roll stars. You could have chosen roll with it. Some might say our master plan. Your suggestion casts no shadows. Don't look back in anger, man. And hey, you may be mad for it, dancing like your dad for it. You can shout as loud as you like, but I
playing Wonderwall tonight. And hey, you may be mad for it, dancing like your dad for it. You can shout as loud as you like, but I won't be playing Wonderwall. I won't be playing Wonderwall. I won't be playing Wonderwall tonight.
Absolutely brilliant. That was Won't Be Playing Wonderwall Tonight, and that was Henry Priestman and Les Glover live on Vintage Radio. And you can get hold of that now. You can download that now.
Yes, you can download it from the usual things.
Okay.
Technical.
What they're called. There's physical. So how do they get the physical?
Oh, right.
For people of a certain age like us.
We like physical copies, don't we?
Go on my website. It's not on yet, but I'll put it on as soon as I can. As soon as my computer stops messing about, it keeps crashing my computer. It's very old.
Hang on. How will you work out how to put for people to buy? You've got the brain of a small soap dish when it comes to tech. I'm impressed. How are you going
to
do it?
I'll get somebody else to
do it. Oh, I'm with you.
See what I'm getting at?
See what you mean. The way you went, I'll put it on my website. I thought, he can't.
I can't even get on my website. Never mind. Something on it. But anyway, it is available.
Okay.
And will be. And it's we're playing a Slade convention, which is sold out, by the way.
I was going to ask him about that, whether he's still playing with Slade.
Yes. Yeah. We're doing the convention in mid-October at the Slade Rooms.
Wolverhampton.
Groot.
And it's sold out.
Wow.
So I'm made up. Yeah.
Good stuff. I was lucky enough to see Slade as the original Slade and without Noddy Holder as well. Yeah. Liverpool Empire, I think it was, way, way, way back. But
yeah.
Great night, absolutely.
They were brilliant to see live.
Superb. So, we know about your influences, and you're also a fan of Sparks and the Stranglers, so you're right up there, in my estimation, my friend.
I love them.
I just got you the...
Henry's got me introducing Sparks.
Do you know that album?
Yes.
It's great, but you can't get hold of it.
No. I've got that on a download somewhere. I haven't got a physical copy, but I've got a copy.
I said to Les, have you got this? No. It's one of the best. It's fantastic.
It is a cracking... undiscovered album, and I blame it on the title.
Introducing Sparks,
and there's no, it's like two sides of the front cover. So there's no information. So I always thought
it's a best of.
So
I never bought it, and Henry played it me, and it blew me away. And I thought, how can I have got to my age and not heard one of my favourite bands? An album by them.
What do you think of the later stuff that they've done?
Love it.
Hippopotamus
is fantastic. Great, isn't it? And I love the Lovers one as well.
Little Beethoven.
They're so clever. Young Lovers.
They are.
Fantastic band.
I went with Nick to see them in the Ritz in Manchester. It was just Ron and Russ.
I went.
Was you there?
I was there, yeah.
Two hands, one mouth. That was a great night. That was really cool. That's a great. So, I mean, influences on your career. Who's your biggest influence?
Oh, but you see, I started as a kid. So I was 63. I bought From Me to You. I bought the Kinks. You know, Autumn Almanac. See My Friends. All Day and All the Night. So it's all that. Stones, Kinks, Beatles, Four Tops, Tamla. So all that I grew up. Oh, it's just a love of pop, and then you get into what was then was called underground or progressive, which was everything, which was a wide church. You'd get John Mayall playing blues, and you'd get Groundhogs, and you'd get your Yes, and what everybody thinks is prog now is basically your sort of Hobbit lyrics. And I was into all that, and I got into Mahavishnu Orchestra and all the jazz. I search out all sorts of music.
He's into some right bonkers stuff.
I'm sure that's where my songwriting comes from. It's like and you don't deliberately do it, but you're taking the influences from everything you listen to. I suppose nowadays I'm going back, and I sound like an old fogey, but everybody seems to sound the same now. I'm sure I will sound like people go, no, they don't. But to me, they've all got that mannered vocal, trying too hard to emote, and everything's so perfect. So I'm going back. There's so much great. I just got into Roy Harper.
And I knew one. You've played with his son, Nick Harper.
Yeah, I did.
And I had one album. And yes, I've been going back, getting all those albums from 96, 97, and buying them on vinyl, of course. It's costing me a fortune.
I know.
But I love it. And David McWilliams, I've just got you into him.
You got me, yeah. And just picking up on what you said then, everything's so perfect now. You'll enjoy my new album, Hen, because there's loads of mistakes. left them in.
We like
did
that.
Did it feel right? Yes. Well, leave it.
Leave it in.
Leave it in.
And it's not. There's not a focus group working out whether it will.
Exactly.
You know,
because we don't care. We're too old.
Yeah, we are too old.
Okay, question come through. Are you going to write and perform another album together?
Eventually,
I reckon we'll do, because I've got another solo album to do. Which I've got the title Beautiful Ruins, and it's songs that I've written with people but have never, and always the one, oh yeah, that's definitely going on our album, and then it goes, well, no, sorry, it's definitely going to be the single, then it's, no, it's not, but it's on the album, then it's not on the album, it's on the deluxe version, no, it's on a B-set. So I've got all these songs which I think they're good songs, for instance, the one couple on the last album, one at the end of the day, we did that for the Fisherman's Friends, you know, the one the film's about, and I went, this is too good. You know, I'll do a version of this. And it's gone down. Since then, it's been covered by... Who was covered at recently? Oh,
was it Alec Jones?
Alec Jones did the version. Alec Jones did the version of it, yeah.
Yeah, he was walking on the air.
I was walking when I heard that.
Ka-ching.
Yeah. But, so I've got that. And you've got the current album, but you've got also your own...
What, Alec Jones's?
No, you've got your album.
Yeah.
And also you've got... And he's probably got about 30 songs, haven't you? Ready for another album.
Another solo.
So I reckon after that, if we're still here, we'll do another six of one and half a dozen of the other part two. Which would be great, because it's a good way of just going, well, you know, it didn't quite fit on a Henry Priest, but, you know, like I probably wouldn't have done an old Yacht song on a, but it was nice to be able to do that. So I'm sure we will.
Mm. Well, that's good.
Whoever asked that.
Okay, that was Mike.
Good on you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, so as far as playing venues goes, house gigs or big venues?
Oh, house gigs.
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd say that, you know.
Every time.
Yeah.
It's just something different. It's funny because any time I talk to people about going to house gigs, they look at me as I've got two heads. They're going, what?
People come to your
someone's
house?
Yeah.
They are the best. I mean, we've started... I think last year did we do about 35, and we just, and a lot of them come again and again. We'll get you back next year.
They'll get you back, yeah.
Like Dino, we've done it him three times.
Yeah.
Akeels and Pat, we've done there. Oh, some of the people just do once a year. We do, you know. House gigs are just, and small gigs.
Yeah.
Like Thornton Huff.
Yeah, Thornton Huff is a great place.
81 Renshaw.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, just get an atmosphere.
There are some great venues for you to play that are just like house gigs, aren't they? Say,
they
80 Men Renshaw feels so great.
There are a lot of those venues going to the wall, which is great. So the ones that are still there.
Yeah.
I mean, the Lantern, where you saw it.
Yeah, it's such a
so
shame.
So sad that went. But it's so good that 81 Renshaw sort of
popped up
for us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because we want someone that's nice place of people, you know, you can sit down. Nice place. There's a bar at the back, but people are listening.
They listen.
Attentive.
Yeah.
And
it's got a record shop.
It's got record. Oh,
do you know what? And they do nice coffee in there as well.
Nice coffee.
It ticks all the boxes. 81 Renshaw.
Tick all the boxes.
Shout out to West Kirby at the weekend.
Yep.
That's a lovely place.
It's a nice
chapel. It's gorgeous.
Okay. West Kirby Arts. Has that sold out, or is it? Can
people
still
get tickets? Well, when I last spoke, there were 12 tickets left. So get on there quickly.
That's West Kirby Arts Club Saturday night. If you're looking for something to do, if you're over here, or not, even if you're over in Liverpool, it's not too far away, so I'm trying to get along if you can. Okay, and another thought is going back to stuff that you've done with the Christians. I mean, I know they're still in some sort
Gary's,
of form,
yeah.
just Gary, isn't it? Because I think I saw them at Southport, the Atkinson, about a year or so ago. Would you ever consider doing anything with them again or not?
I got up for the 21st anniversary of the 21st anniversary of the first album, The Royal Court. I got up. I was going to do a support slot, and then it changed to being a slot in the middle, and then it changed to be just one song.
Oh.
But it was great. I did Ideal World. I did one of my own songs, Grace and New Bond, and then stayed on for a couple. And it was, for me, it was like great, because I can, the same thing I do with Les, as you've seen, I try to make Les laugh.
Yeah.
If I make him laugh, then he makes a mistake, and I can say, you're not getting paid for this gig. Then he goes,
you get paid, Les.
No,
exactly.
he always goes, I thought you said this was a charity gig. So we've got this whole band to go.
Yeah.
With a Christian, I can make Gary laugh. Somebody was watching it and said, when you came on, because it is, it's Gary and Session Men,
yeah.
And they're amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a thing about a band. Nobody else would probably be able to do that to Gary, because I can do it to him, because I know him. And I was just trying to make him laugh. And it was lovely. It was great fun. But no, I don't want to go back there.
No.
It's great. We're getting on great. There have been some not so good times, but we're getting on great now. And I just think if we got back together, some of the old weirdness might start again. So I'm happy. I'm made up for him. And they're doing great, and I was. If I see them on Twitter and they're doing a gig, I'll retweet it. But I'd rather not go back.
No, it's always nice to hear the songs, isn't it? That's the thing, and it's funny.
You know what? I've not seen them since Philharmonic. I think Philharmonic Hall. God, it'd be about. There was a package tour with Go West and somebody else, Midge Ure, I think, and I saw them there. But it was again because it's a package. They only got like 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and I'm thinking, this is. But they were great, So I must try and catch them again.
We did sing with him once on the radio, didn't we?
That was great.
We were doing a session, and next thing, a face appeared. It was a little tiny room, like
Radio Merseyside. It was a little cubbyhole. So we were talking to Radio Hull, weren't we? Radio Humberside.
Yeah.
And we saw this. I knew the Christians were in speaking to Billy Butler, weren't they?
Yeah.
So Gary had been told that we were there, and I said, send him in if he's... So he came in halfway through the interview, and you could tell the chap at the other end of the line going,
sure,
is it really Gary Christian? I said, yeah, he's just wandered in. And it was just great radio. And well, will you do a song? Yeah. And it was like a bit like Spinal Tap, going, well, hang on, what's our harmony? What's your harmony? What key do you do it in now? But it was lovely, wasn't it? And I want it to be like that.
That's so a lovely there's no moment.
Sometimes being in a band is hard.
Yeah.
And I say, it's no secret, it's hard being in a band with two brothers.
Yeah.
But I'd rather keep it as it was now. We're getting on great.
Yeah, well, that's nice. That's nice now. What's the best song, in your opinion, that you've written? Difficult one, that one.
I think one of the ones is that one I've just played, We Used to Be You.
Yeah.
As in, it really gets people. You can see, I don't think there's any fat on that lyric. I think, and we really worked on that one hard, and we could have settled for it. And I was going, no. And you'll vouch for this.
Yeah.
I'm a bit when it comes to rock. I'm a bit of a
not
tyrant necessarily, but I will. I'm like a Jack Russell. I won't let go. No, it's not. Can we get it better? Can we get that? Every line must.
Got
and I think on that
got to count.
It's got to count. It was that song of yours that was 5 minutes long.
Oh yeah,
you got me involved.
I wrote a song once, and my favourite bit in it was the chorus. And Henry said, it went on the first album. Henry said, yeah, I like it, but that chorus. And I said, do you think there's too many? Because there was about four choruses. He went, yeah. I said, do you want me to lose one? No. You want me to lose two? No. I want you to lose them all.
And he let me. Fair play to him.
Yeah.
He let
yeah.
me. I had my producer's hat on going,
it doesn't need that chorus.
You probably use the chorus again in some of the other, but with that particular, which one was it?
No
idea. It was
idea.
Off the first album, wasn't it? That one.
Oh, it was, it was that one, wasn't it?
Yeah, but which one? That one.
Yeah. Can't remember.
I think sometimes you need another ear, don't you? You do need.
Yeah.
I mean, going back to the days of Mark Bolan and Tony Visconti, I think the worst thing that ever happened to Mark Bolan was falling out with Tony Visconti.
Yes,
because there was nobody to tell him.
It's down to egos.
It is,
and again, it's not. Neither of us. I'd like to think neither of us have got egos.
It's amazing that it's about
the song, isn't it? Yeah. Whatever makes
it's amazing
a song
that we've got that lack of ego, considering our looks, our good looks.
Well, exactly.
But
yeah, they're all waiting out there with
Alton. I know, they're banging on the windows outside.
Yeah, because bingo's finished now.
In my opinion, Valentine's song has to be right up there as well.
I think mine, of Henry's, I've got a few actually. I'll name them. Last Mad Surge of Youth.
Yes, actually, you know what that was.
Yeah.
That's co-written with Paul Simpson.
Yeah.
Wild Swans.
They're very talented. And obviously Grey's. But also Punk Wars. Punk Wars is a great song.
Yeah,
it's a
great live.
Do you want to be my?
It's
my
great.
PR
it's great live.
I will. I'll be your PR.
Yeah. Well, listen, fellas, we're right up to, believe it or not, we're right on an hour.
Right out of time.
Well, we're not. Do you know what? We've run out of time about half an hour ago. These guys,
oh,
these guys. Yeah. Hey, listen, we can go on all night. These slots. Originally, when I said I'll do a little live segment in part of the show, and they said, oh, okay, I said it'll be about half an hour, and they said, ah, that's fine. There's not one of them's been half an hour.
Oh, that's all right.
Not one.
You're not going to get. You
know, we've only been 20 minutes.
You have. Well, you've got to play another three songs, haven't you? Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in this evening. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always. And good luck with the gigs, and good luck with everything else you've got going on this year. And please come back again and play for us again.
We'd love
next
to.
Next year, that would be fab. Let this not be a one-off. Just you've played all your songs, I'm just checking, because you can play again if you want. Play another one if you want.
Yeah. Should we just smell your sores?
Yeah, go for it. Oh, we're in for a treat.
What we do with...
We're getting a bonus song here, listeners.
It's what we do for school kids, right? So we don't take ourselves too seriously.
Okay. Pretend you're six.
Okay. Yeah.
Smelly saurus, smelly saurus, what's that pongy thing standing here before us? Smelly saurus, smelly saurus, what's that pongy thing standing here before us? We all heard our teacher say our school dinosaur display would be better if we just could get to see him. So she organised a bus to take a load of us to the famous Natural History Museum. There one creature still survives, and indeed he now resides round the back of the museum by the bin. So we trotted out to meet him, and we shouted out to greet him, as he tromped and burped and welcomed us all in.
Chorus, sing along to it.
Smellysaurus, Smellysaurus, what's that pongy thing standing here before us? Smellysaurus, Smellysaurus, what's that pongy thing standing here before us?
Now he doesn't have utilities or showering facilities, so we named him Smellysaurus for a laugh.
He's a massive, gentle fellow, and he's green and brown and yellow, but if only he would wash and take a bath. Smellysaurus, Smellysaurus, what's that pongy thing standing here before us? Smellysaurus, Smellysaurus, what's that pongy thing standing here before us?
Maybe if he won't ignore us, we can change this Smellysaurus, whose big bottom is much bigger than his head. We'll make him underpants of roses to be kinder to our noses, so the Smellysaurus smells of flowers instead.
Sing. Smellysaurus, Smellysaurus, what's that pongy thing standing here before us?
Henry, I think we should walk out singing it.
Smellysaurus, what's that pongy thing standing here before us? Smellysaurus, Smellysaurus, what's that pongy thing standing here?
Absolutely fantastic. Henry Priestman and Les Glover live on Vintage Radio, and you were treated to Smellysaurus to finish off. Thank you so much to the guys. They were absolutely brilliant. For everyone who has listened and commented tonight as well, thank you. That was something else.
Radio.
Just to let you know, you're listening to Vintage Radio.
Any opinions expressed here on the Radio Show are solely mine, and not necessarily those of Vintage Radio.
This is Vintage Radio.